Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The great Maggid of Zlotchev was living in abject poverty. And one day, he thought to himself, I don't even have the basic necessities. How can I make the beracha of She'asa li kol sorki, which is a blessing thanking Hashem for providing for all of our needs? Then he thought further and said, if Hashem gave me this life of poverty, it must be because this is exactly what I need to fulfill my purpose here. So Hashem has taken care of all my needs. And immediately, he said the beracha with great joy. With emunah, the same situation, which would normally bring a person to tears, is viewed from a slightly different perspective. And suddenly, it becomes a reason to joyfully thank Hashem. It is normal for older singles to feel cheated, not living the lives that they thought they would be living. But with emunah, they say to themselves, who is the one giving me this life right now? Who knows what I need to be successful in this world? If Hashem put me in this position, it is because this is what I need to fulfill my purpose. Of course, going forward, they should always pray that being married will enable them to fulfill their purpose. But as far as the past is concerned, they are not bitter. They are still filled with praises of Hashem. Situations come up all the time that threaten to upset us. As long as our emunah glasses are on, each of those situations will just be another cause to thank Hashem. A man told me that he had an idea to start selling duck to his customers. So a few months ago, he contacted someone who told him that he had small ducks that still needed to grow, and he should call him back. Recently, that salesman called him and said the ducks are ready. If he wanted, he could come and he could purchase them. He contacted his local shochet, and the shochet told him where to send the ducks. When the truckload of ducks arrived by the shochet immediately called the man and said, I'm sorry to tell you, we only use ducks with certain signs, and these ducks don't have them. I'm sorry for not being clearer with you before, but I can't slaughter these. The man then called the salesman back and asked for a refund, and the salesman said, no, all sales are final here. There are no returns. This man then said, if this would have happened a couple of years ago, he would have went into a fit. But now that he has emunah, he said the first thing he thought of was that the money here was not meant to be for him. Hashem arranged for this entire scenario to happen just because he needed to lose this money. He closed his eyes and said, thank you, Hashem, for doing what's best for me. And he went on with his day happily. A woman told me, she recently had her mother's yahrzeit, and she was the only one of her siblings who was able to get away and travel to Israel for it. The yahrzeit was going to be on a Mosai Shabbat, and her flight from New York was on Thursday. Many flights were canceled that day due to the snow, but hers was just delayed. She was very excited to go. She was all packed, and then she got the message that said her flight had also just been canceled, and there would be no more flights leaving that day, and she would not be able to be there on the yahrzeit. She said if this would have happened to her before learning about emunah, she would have been devastated. But now, after the principles of emunah have been ingrained in her, she was so calm. She said, if this is what Hashem wants, then I'll be happy with it. And she also went right on with her day happily. Emunah gives us the ability to be happy in this world, and it gives us the merits to be happy in the next. Have a great day.